Well, the simple fact of the matter is that we want the money that was borne by consumers, by citizens, by residents, because of these illegal tariffs, we want that money back in their pockets. Studies will show that the regular person in Virginia was overcharged because of tariffs by $1,700 last year on average. And I and the other attorneys general in this coalition feel very strongly that money belongs to them. And so we're asking Congress to make that happen because the Supreme Court just a few weeks ago ruled that the president's tariff policy was illegal. And so we want that money back because it belongs to the hardworking people of Virginia and other folks across the country.
You mentioned the $1,700 per family figure. Where does that come from?
That has been published and put out publicly. It serves as a very instructive measure. $1,700 is real money for real people. That's part of your electric bill. That's part of your mortgage. That's part of your rent. That's groceries. For a lot of people, that's formula. That's diapers. And this is a really, really big point. People continue to tell us that they are having a hard time making ends meet. And it's really important to me and using our office to put that money back where it belongs, which is in their pockets.
Are there parts of Virginia's economy or parts of the job market in Virginia in particular that were hit harder by the tariffs relative to others?
You know, in Virginia, we have a crown jewel of an asset, the Port of Virginia, and we measured last year that their traffic, their container traffic went down considerably, and that's attributable to the tariffs that the president illegally levied. We also saw significant impacts to our agriculture and forestry industries, which are our number one and number two economic industries in the Commonwealth. And so when you have our top industries, our top assets being impacted, they're not alone. Regular folks are also being hit pretty hard. And so the letter that was sent on behalf of the coalition is really just asking Congress to do its job. And I think it's a really common sense and bipartisan idea to put money back in people's pockets. It doesn't matter if you're a Democrat, Republican, conservative, liberal, independent, moderate. Right now, people need that money and we're trying to get it to them.
That could be considered wishful thinking, though, right? Because Republicans are in control of Congress and you're sending this letter to Capitol Hill. What kind of response are you anticipating here? How realistic, really, do you think this might be?
Well, I can't speak for Republicans in Congress, but I would say that as I've had conversations with thousands and thousands of Virginians over the last couple of years, the overwhelming thing that they bring up to me is that life is unaffordable and the costs continue to remain too high. And we have seen a direct impact by a policy that was declared illegal by the Supreme Court of the United States just a few weeks ago as the root cause of that. And so as an attorney general, I and my colleagues are firmly committed to getting that money back where it belongs, which is in the pockets of people so that they can try to make something of themselves every single day. $1,700 is a real large number. It's not something to sniff at. And so we're using every tool in our toolkit to make that a reality. And we'll continue to have conversations with our federal partners. But again, I think everyone across the political spectrum can agree that that money belongs to regular people and we got to put it back with them.
I noticed that this letter does call for some specific items, including that businesses would then pass refunds along to consumers. Would there be a mechanism to ensure that would happen? Or is this mostly just on your part trying to get a system in place so businesses could get refunds?
Well, I would defer to the congressional folks on how it would actually be affected, but we get our tax returns deposited directly into our bank accounts. We get checks sent directly to us when we're owed refunds. And in my mind, this is a very similar situation. The president levied a tariff that was illegal, a policy that hurt us all, and we are owed that money, and we want it back right now.